Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and you are listening to my Rants and Raves podcast. We have an exciting podcast because we have something totally new to address in the industry, and that's a new consortium, group, whatever we'll end up defining that today, called Global AV. And it was started by three companies that have gotten together, and I have two of those representatives on the phone with me today. First, we have Darren Pitt. Darren Pitt is the sales and marketing director for Digita Via. Did I say that right, or should I let you
correct? Yes, Digitavia, correct.
Digitavia, that's better. Okay, Digitavia. I've never been sure exactly how to pronounce that. So thank you very much, Darren. And then also we have Barry Golden, and many of you probably know Barry. He's been in the industry for a long time, president of United Audiovisual Systems. Barry, how are you doing today?
Doing well. We're with Unified AV Systems.
Sorry,
and,
Unified.
Doing well. Beautiful sunny day here in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yep. Sorry about that. A lot of stuff going on today. I apologize. I butchered both your company's names in the same podcast, so at least I'm being consistent here. But Darren, I wanted to start with you. Since a lot of our listeners may be new to, we have obviously, we started originally as a publication based in North America, but of course we have a global reach. A lot of our listeners around the world may not be familiar with your organization, so I want to start with you and talk about what Digitavia does.
Hi, great. Well, Digitavia was formed 5 years ago. We started off to be a UK-centric integration company. We soon rapidly grew to be covering a whole of EMEA and Asia-Pac. So we do pretty much the whole of Europe and key regions within Asia-Pac under our own steam. That was really born out of a number of our key clients, such as eBay, coming to us and saying, hey, you guys have done such a great job for us. We want to now deliver the standards based outside of the UK. How can you guys support us with that? And we've grown into an EMEA, an Asia-Pac company. About 70% of our work is outside of the UK. We've been doing that consistently for the last 5 years. We pretty much have a major project going on in every part of the European continent, and in places like Singapore, Malaysia, China, and India every month. We've grown. We've had more clients. So about a year and a half ago, we had a client come to us and said, hey, look, we've got a project. You've delivered consistently globally for us. How can you help us in the US? Not work that we could have done directly, but we project managed it, but we reached out to a couple of manufacturers. They recommended both Barry and CompU as partners that we could work with on this client. We did some successful projects with those guys. They've since done some reciprocal training with us, but we've helped them out on this side of the pond, as we like to say. And from there, we've realised that, we've got a good synergy between our three companies in terms of our outlook, the standards we're trying to work to, how we're trying to change perception within AV in terms of, good levels of engineering, really high levels of standards and project management. So we realised we had a synergy between the three companies, and we started working together in a kind of, casual basis. But then we had more and more clients coming to us and saying, hey, look, we tried this global thing, working with some providers. It's not great. We're getting inconsistent levels of support, working with multiple vendors. And we realised that actually through the work we'd already done, that if we formalise this into an enterprise offering, we could actually do something and probably change what's the last frontier in AV in terms of what's not being done well and deliver a better service for it.
And Barry, obviously... There's two companies that are part of this new global AV group, Unified AV, and you're based in Atlanta, and CompU, and of course CompU is based out of Beaverton, Oregon. How do you sort of envision the future of this, Barry? Because how will these companies work together, and how will that synergy be built when you all have different operating processes internally?
Yeah, at the end of the day, sort of like what Darren was saying, it's really trying to service those enterprise customers with a common experience from the overall project management and engineering of the overall solution so that they get a very common user experience for their users and a rollout process that makes sense. So although, you on the west coast of the U.S., us on the east coast, Darren, you know, in the European markets and others. And then as we continue to grow with additional markets, they may have different internal processes on how they get jobs done. But what we're going to do is have an overlay standard of this is how we will deal with the project management, engineering, commissioning, and rollout of the systems for these enterprise customers. And that's the commitment that we're all making as we work together to provide that, you know, much more smooth and optimistic, not optimistic, but just a smooth and better process of these enterprise rollouts. Because as Darren has pointed out, a lot of those enterprise customers have said, we're not seeing it be very easy to deploy in the various nations the common solution that we want for our overall enterprise. And this is our way of saying, we're going to do this, but we're going to do it based upon a common set of project management, engineering, commissioning, and rollout processes that make sense. So all of those customers will be better served.
So the idea would be if you had a client that was a worldwide client, say someone like Coca-Cola or a big bank that had offices all around the world, theoretically, not only are the processes the same to manage the integration of those systems, but the client could walk into any of those rooms anywhere around the world and they would all operate the same. Is that the idea?
Yeah, that's getting to the point where we really need to go as an industry. We're seeing that, you know, so well adopted by some of our customers, and others are just screaming for it. Is no matter where I go and anywhere in my enterprise, I walk into the room and I know how to use it. And that comes from developing a standard for that user and then having that rollout be consistent. But also the commissioning data, the asset database, and all the other things from a project management perspective that need to be maintained, have that done in a common way so that one advocate inside the company can reach out to someone who knows about all of their systems worldwide.
And Darren, does this mean that you're going to publish a set of standards that all the global AV consortium or groups of companies all agree to utilize this set of standards, this standard set of practices and procedures for designing systems, specking, designing, and then integrating systems, and then also commissioning systems? Are they all going to be done exactly the same way? Is that the idea, Darren?
Yeah. That's exactly the idea. So that, you know, not only will they have, you know, the end user walk in that room and there are a set of standards, the way that those standards have been delivered is the same globally. So as Barry said, you know, we'll have one set of processes, we'll have the same set of drawing standards, you know, so rather than the client having to work with, you know, four or five different partners, although they might be working on a standard bill of materials, you know, you've got different set of CAD drawings, different set of programming standards, different code, different project management documents. Within the global partnership, that's all that's going to be the same standard. So they have one set of drawings. So whether they're looking at a project in Germany or in Atlanta or anywhere, they can look at the set of drawings for those buildings or those rooms, and they're the same. They can look at a bill of materials, it's the same. They can look at a scope of work, it's the same. They can deploy programming. So if the programming is done in the US and it's delivered in China, it's the same code that's already been written and used and tested. It's not a integration of a different part of the world, having to start again and reproduce that, it's all going to be identical throughout. So it is a consistent delivery from start to finish. And so, we've already seen the benefits of that. We've already got clients saying because they love that standard.
So you have offices, obviously, Barry, you're in Atlanta and CompU is in Oregon, but also you work outside those areas. And then Darren, you have offices, I mean, according to your website, India, London, Singapore, Malaysia, and obviously you're based in the UK there. So your office in the UK is obviously in London. But the question is, like, where are the holes in your system or in your consortium? And are you looking for other members to join Global AV?
Yeah,
we are looking for some strategic partners.
Yeah,
sorry,
go ahead, Darren.
Sorry, go ahead.
The Global AV Partnership was originally established just as the three companies to put the common practice and the agreements in place. And we're definitely going to be looking to expand in those certain territories where we know that our customers are already calling for support and that we can go down that road. And I think Darren was going to amplify on that.
Yeah. The idea is we're not going to form a massive partnership with 20 companies. We're looking for very strategic partners in the areas where we have holes, but we're looking for like-minded companies. You know, they have the same high level of accreditation. You know, all three companies within, you know, the manufacturing world, in terms of our accreditation, we're all at the highest accreditation. You know, we're looking for those companies that have a synergy with us,
You know, they're already working to high standards, high levels of engineering, you know, but strategic looking for where we've got holes, and as Barry said, so that we can make sure that we can give that consistent approach. We're not going to appoint partners just, you know, for the sake of having a partner in that region where there is value and where they're of the same standard as a freestanding company.
Okay, so are you going to pursue those areas that you have holes, or do you want people to pursue joining Global AV at this point in time?
No, we're more than happy for companies that feel that they've got a synergy, or, you know, they're already of a similar nature to approach us. You know, we'll look at each company on merit based upon the regions that they reside in, and then we'll go through a process for those membership applications. We will also be proactive. We're already seeking members in certain areas. So Australia, for instance, we're already seeking a partner there. So we are looking for some key partners in key geographical regions.
And Barry, are you going to, or do you expect, or do you hope, or do you have a vision that all of the Global AV partners would ultimately have the same lines of products? Like, for example, you mentioned standardized on the control system programming. Does that mean you're all using the same program, control system company, or how will that work if one company is aligned with, say, Extron and the other company is aligned with Crestron?
Yeah, I mean, I think that for the most part, many, many firms are carrying a lot of the same products and are certified in some of the same products. And you know, from a control system perspective specifically, you know, there's a lot of training and you know, that goes into those levels of accreditation. So we need to have the breadth of experience, because all of our customers are not going to be using the same products. Some may already have established standards that they're looking to continue with, brand X or brand Y. So we have to have that flexibility. So I don't think we're going to say, you know, this is a brand everyone has to, you know, go get their entire engineering and service teams spun up on, or you can't play. I think that there's strength in that diversity, because we're going to have some customers that are going to request to keep going in a certain brand, and others that might say, yeah, we're flexible, tell us what you think is best, and maybe we'll switch. So I think the strength of the diversity is going to be more powerful than, you know, declaring unanimity, so to speak, or uniformity.
Yeah. So is there how would they go if you're an integrator and you are in Australia and listening to this? I mean, we did the Integrate show just a couple of months ago and met a lot of integrators that are based in Australia and New Zealand. And of course, you're an integrator in South Africa. They've got a big show coming up next summer, or South America, these areas that it seems like you do have openings and availability. How do they get in touch with you, and who do they contact, or how is this being handled internally within your organization? Darren?
They just email the email address, so the information at Globe AV Partnership. That will come through to the three members of the board for the Globe AV Partnership, which is Barry, myself, and Scott. And then that will be picked up. Scott's going to focus on new membership initially, but we'll look at that as a collective. We're running video calls with the other companies and progress interest from there. But they just reach out by hitting that email. We'll get it, and we'll respond back to them accordingly.
Okay, so that's information at globalavpartnership.com. Is that what you said?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. It is. We're going to have a webinar on the 1st of December to launch the partnership as well. So we're inviting resellers to join that webinar that might be interested in some more. And then they can contact us accordingly from the email address on the website.
Okay, excellent. Barry, were you going to add something to that?
Exactly that. I was just going to say, you know, globalavpartnership.com, recently stood up website, has a contact page information, so can definitely reach out there. And we are having a global webinar on the 1st of December with more information to be shared at that event as well, and people can get information on that through our press release and through the website.
Excellent. We also covered it in ravepubs.com, and we'll link to that as well as to all the information that's been talked about in this podcast. Thanks for joining us. Wish you guys the best of luck. I assume that I'll see at least one or two of you over at ISC in February. But that's the big, you know, commercial AV and home AV show in Amsterdam every year. And so I'm probably going to see maybe all three of you. We'll see. But I appreciate y'all joining me. I wish you guys the best of luck. And I think that anytime we are helping sort of set standards that people can follow in our industry and for that attain a higher level of quality and consistency for the customer is always a great thing. So that's why I wanted to cover this. So thank you guys for taking the time today. I appreciate it, and I appreciate all of you guys listening on the phone. Thanks for listening, and of course, for more information on this, you can go to globalavpartnership.com, or you can follow us at ravepubs.com. Have a great day.